Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Zechus Bab Metzia, Daf Nun Tes, the fourth Perek HaZahav. This Perek has been generously sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Eric and Connie Lindenauer. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Yochanan said, Nochla Adam Shiyavu al Safek Ishas Ish is better for a person that he had relations with someone who's possibly married, while Yalbi Mene Chavero Barabim, rather than shame his fellow in public. Rav Darshan from a pasuk to tell him that David said to Kosh Baruch Hu that if his enemies would tear at his flesh, his blood would not flow to the ground as a result of their shaming him about the incident of Bathsheba, a possibly married woman. Moreover, while they were learning the Gaim and Olos, they said to him, David, if someone has relations with another man's wife, what's his capital punishment? He responded, Misasu bechenek v'yesho chelk ma'ba. His death is with strangulation, but he has a share in the world to come. Aval malbin es penei chavrel barabim, but one who shames his fellow in public has no share in the world to come. A similar statement, it's better for a person he fling himself into a fiery furnace while yalbim pnei chaver barabim, rather than embarrass his fellow in public. This can be demonstrated from Tamar, who is willing to be executed by burning, rather than shame Yehuda in public. Point number two, Rava said, Lom ye adam zar be onas ishto. A person must always be careful about offending his wife. Because since her tears come easily, the punishment for offending her is close by to come. Rabbi Elazar said, from the day the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the gates of tefillah were locked. But even though the gates of prayer were locked, the gates of tears were not locked. Later, Rabbi Chelbo said, a person must always be careful about his wife's honor. Because blessing is only found in a person's house because of his wife. As the pasuk says, and he treated Avram well because of Sarah. The Marasha explains the pasuk is darshan to refer to Kosh Baruch Hu. Similarly, Rava told the people, honor your wives so that you'll become wealthy. And point number three, a Mishnah discusses an earthenware oven cut into sections with sand in between, which was touched by Tumah, which Rabbi Eliezer ruled Tahor, and the Chamim ruled Tameh. This was the Tanur Shel Achnai, the oven of the coiled snake, referencing the Chamim surrounding Rabbi Eliezer with arguments until ruling it Tameh. Rabbi Eliezer declared, if the halach is like me, Charuv Zeh Yochiach, let this carob tree prove it, and the tree was uprooted and moved 100 or 400 amos. They responded, you cannot bring proof from the carob tree. He then summoned the water canal to prove it, and it flowed backwards again. They rejected the proof. He then summoned the walls of the Beis Midrash to prove it, and they began to cave in, until Rabbi Yeshua rebuked them, saying, if Talmid Chachamim are arguing in Halacha, Atem Mativchem, what business is it of yours? Out of respect for both Tanaim, the walls remained leaning as they were. Finally, Rabbi Eliezer said the heavens should prove it, and a bas kol came forth, saying, what do you have with Rabbi Eliezer, whom the Halacha follows everywhere? Rabbi Yeshua stood up and declared, Lo b'shamayim, Torah is not in the heavens, meaning once it was given on Har Sinai, we pay no heed to a heavenly voice. Rabbi Nassim once asked Eliyahu what Akash Baruch Hu was doing at that time, and he responded that Akash Baruch Hu was laughing and saying, Nitzchuni banai, my sons have prevailed over me, my sons have prevailed over me. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rabbi Yochanan said, it's better for a person that he have relations with someone who is possibly married, rather than shame his fellow in public. Rav Darshan from a pasuk to tell him that David said to Kosh Baruch Hu that if his enemies would tear at his flesh, his blood would not flow to the ground as a result of their shaming him about the incident of Bathsheba, a possibly married woman. Moreover, while they were learning the Gaim and Olos, they said to him, David, if someone has relations with another man's wife, what's his capital punishment? He responded, Misasu bechenek v'yesho chelk ma'ba. His death is with strangulation, but he has a share in the world to come. Aval malbin es penei chaver barabim, but one who shames his fellow in public has no share in the world to come. A similar statement, it's better for a person he fling himself into a fiery furnace while yalbim pnei chaver barabim, rather than embarrass his fellow in public. This can be demonstrated from Tamar, who is willing to be executed by burning, rather than shame Yehuda in public. Point number two, Rava said, Lom ye adam zar be onas ishto. A person must always be careful about offending his wife. Because since her tears come easily, the punishment for offending her is close by to come. Rabbi Elazar said, from the day the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the gates of tefillah were locked. But even though the gates of prayer were locked, the gates of tears were not locked. Later, Rabbi Chelbo said, A person must always be careful about his wife's honor. Because blessing is only found in a person's house because of his wife. As the pasuk says, and he treated Avram well because of Sarah. The Marasha explains the pasuk is darshan to refer to Kosh Baruch Hu. Similarly, Rava told the people, honor your wives so that you'll become wealthy. And point number three, a Mishnah discusses an earthenware oven cut into sections with sand in between, which was touched by Tumah, which Rabbi Eliezer ruled Tahor, and the Chamim ruled Tameh. This was the Tanur Shel Achnai, the oven of the coiled snake, referencing the Chamim surrounding Rabbi Eliezer with arguments until ruling it Tameh. Rabbi Eliezer declared, if the halach is like me, Charuv Zeh Yochiach, let this carob tree prove it, and the tree was uprooted and moved 100 or 400 amos. They responded, you cannot bring proof from the carob tree. He then summoned the water canal to prove it, and it flowed backwards again. They rejected the proof. He then summoned the walls of the Beis Midrash to prove it, and they began to cave in, until Rabbi Yeshua rebuked them, saying, if Talmid Chachamim are arguing halacha, atem mativchem, what business is it of yours? Out of respect for both Tanaim, the walls remained leaning as they were. Finally, Rabbi Eliezer said the heavens should prove it, and a bas kol came forth, saying, what do you have with Rabbi Eliezer, whom the halacha follows everywhere? Rabbi Yeshua stood up and declared, Lo b'shamayim hi, Torah is not in the heavens, meaning once it was given on Har Sinai, we pay no heed to a heavenly voice. Rabbi Nassim once asked Eliyahu what a Kosh Baruch Hu was doing at that time, and he responded that a Kosh Baruch Hu was laughing and saying, Nitzchuni banai, my sons have prevailed over me, my sons have prevailed over me. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Nun Tes, and this one was suggested to us by Binyamin Mishal from Boca Raton and Eitan Gavran. They both suggested that Nun Tes is a knight in shining armor. So here goes. The knight who came home after being embarrassed in public for wearing his armor out in the street spoke harshly to his wife, who easily started to cry when he asked her how a carob tree landed on their oven next to a caved-in wall and why a stream was flowing backwards through their kitchen. Once again, slow motion. The knight, that must be Rundaf Nuntes. The knight who came home after being embarrassed in public for wearing his armor out in the street, which reminds me of Yochanan said, Nokul Adam Shiabu Asafik Eshes Ish is better for a person that he have relations with someone who is possibly married, while Yalbim Pnei Chaveru Barabim, rather than shame his fellow in public. A similar statement, Nokul Adam Shiabu Atzmo Kivshin Eish, it's better for a person that he fling himself into a fiery furnace, while Yalbim Pnei Chaveru Barabim, rather than embarrass his fellow in public. This can be demonstrated from Tamar, who is willing to be executed by burning rather than shame Yehuda in public. So, the knight who came home after being embarrassed in public for wearing his armor out in the street spoke harshly to his wife, who easily started to cry, which reminds us, Rav said, Lo'om yeh adam zar ba'onas ishto, a person must always be careful about offending his wife, shematoshe dimasa matsuya onasa krova, because since her tears come easily, the punishment for offending her is close by to come. Later, Rabbi Chelbo said, Lo'om yeh adam zar ba'kvod ishto, a person must always be careful about his wife's honor. She'ein brach matsui betok beiso shel adam el bishvil ishto, because brach is only found in a person's house because of his wife. As the pasuk says, Avram hitiv ba'avurah, and he treated Avram well because of Sarah. And the Marsha explains, the pasuk is darshan to refer to Kosh Baruch Hu. So the knight who came home after being embarrassed in public for wearing his armor out in the street spoke harshly to his wife, who easily started to cry when he asked her how a carob tree landed in their oven next to a caved-in wall and why a stream was flowing backwards through their kitchen, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the story of the Tanur Shel Achnai, with Rabbi Yezer attempting to prove that the halacha goes according to him, using a carob tree, a stream flowing backwards, walls caving in, and a bas kol, and Rabbi Yeshua's response of, Lo b'shamayim hi. So once again, the knight who came home after being embarrassed in public for wearing his armor out in the street spoke harshly to his wife, who easily started to cry when he asked her how a carob tree landed on their oven next to a caved-in wall, and why a stream was flowing backwards through their kitchen. All right, so now it's time for four blah back Hazara. Daf Nun Hey. So the Siman Daf Nun Hey is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The speed limit sign maker, speed limit sign, that must be one Daf Nun Hey, 55. The speed limit sign maker, who was so proud when he changed the design of the sign and put 5 prutos under 1 5, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Chamish prutos hen. There are 5 laws which apply to a minimum of a pruta, and the Gemara brings machlokas, whether or not applies to something sold by prutos. So the speed limit sign maker, who was so proud when he changed the design of the sign and put 5 prutos under 1 5 and 5 chumshin under the second 5, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Chamisha chumshin hem, there are 5 surcharges of a fifth. So the speed limit sign maker, who was so proud when he changed the design of the sign and put 5 prutos under 1 5 and 5 chumshin under the second 5, was shocked when his boss told him he acted like one who deviated from the procedure that Rabbanan instituted for Gittin, where if a woman remarries with the get, the second husband must divorce her and their offspring is a mamzer, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Rabbi Meir's position that kol mishanim ha-matbeah shetavu chachamim begitin, if anyone deviates from the procedure instituted by the rabbis for gittin, and the woman remarries with that get, yotzi v'havrad mamzer, the second husband must divorce her, and their offspring is a mamzer. Daf Nun Vav. So the Simmer Daf Nun Vav is a shusher and shul going, nu nu, nu nu. So here goes. The shusher and shul, that must be on Daf Nun Vav, nu nu. The shusher and shul, who was on his way home to take maaser on a round challah he bought from an Amar's baker for the twisted challah he bought the day before, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses taking maaser on bread purchased from a nachno made in different shapes. So the shusher and shul, who was on his way home to take maaser on a round challah he bought from an Amar's baker for the twisted challah he bought the day before, walked past the not subject to ohunah display featuring an Evid Shtar land and Hekdesh, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Eil Dvarim She'ein Lahem Ohunah, these are the things which are not subject to ohunah, slave, shtaros, land, and Hekdesh. So the shusher and shul, who was on his way home to take maaser on a round challah he bought from an Amar's baker for the twisted challah he bought the day before, walked past the not subject to ohunah display featuring an Evid Shtar land and Hekdesh, and shushed a man who was complaining that he was overcharged on the wheat kernels planted in the ground he bought that had not yet taken root. Which reminds us, Rava asked regarding wheat kernels which one planted in the ground, what's the halacha if they were sold before taking root? Are they as if they were thrown into a container and still considered metaltlin and therefore subject to onah? Or do we say he subordinate them to the land and they're excluded from onah like land? Daf Nun Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Nun Zayin is a nose and we use a puppet with a long nose. So here goes. The man in the Pinocchio cautioned Pinocchio, that must be more on Daf Nun Zayin. Nose. The man in the Pinocchio costume, who was Mavato's purchase of Hekdesh wood, he wanted for making a puppet when he realized he paid more than a six, which reminds us, Rabbi Ami was quoted as asking, Onah ein lahem. The Mishnah taught that certain categories are not subject to Onah. Bitul mekoch yesh lahem or ein lahem. Are they subject to the law avoiding the sale for a discrepancy greater than a six or not? He was later quoted as having concluded that they are subject to Bitul Mekoch. Rabbi Yochanan ruled similarly, but Amoraim argued about which category he was discussing. Rabbi Yonah said a Hekdeshos, he was speaking about Hekdesh, and Rabbi Yirmiyah said a Karkos, he was speaking about land. So the man in the Pinocchio costume, who was Mavato's purchase of Hekdesh wood he wanted for making a puppet, when he realized he paid more than a six, who was then told he had to make up the difference when he was Machal, his prize cow, which got blemished onto an inferior cow, with a long nose, which reminds us, a Mishnah teaches that if someone is Machal, a Hekdesh animal, which is blemished and invalid as a carbon, with an animal of lesser value, it becomes chulun, but he must make up its full value. Rabbi Yochanan says the chilul is biblically effective and he must make up the difference rabbinically. Reish Lakish says he is biblically required to make up the difference. So the man in the Pinocchio costume, who was Mavato's purchase of Hekdesh wood he wanted for making a puppet, when he realized he paid more than a six, who was then told he had to make up the difference when he was Machal, his prize cow, which got blemished onto an inferior cow, with a long nose, was on his way to do a puppet show called Ribbis does not apply to Hekdesh, which reminds us, a Braisa taught that the prohibition of Ribbis, interest, does not apply to Hekdesh. The Gemara wonders what the case is. Rav Hoshaya explained, the cases where someone agreed to supply fine flour to the Mikdash at a price of 4 saw per sella before a market price was established, and the price went up to 3 saw per sella, giving the impression that the buyer, meaning Hekdesh, received a better price for its advance payment. This is prohibited for ordinary people, but permitted for Hekdesh. Daf Nun Ches. So the Simmer Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. The Baal Tshuva Shliach, who was upset when he lost the shkolin he was transporting, when he stopped to visit a zoo, that must be on Daf Nun Ches, Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. The Baal Tshuva Shliach, who was upset when he lost the shkolin he was transporting, when he stopped to visit a zoo and realized that now he would be required to take a shvu that he wasn't negligent, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what the din is when the shkolin are sent with shluchim and are then lost or stolen, and the difference if they're lost before the Trumas Alushka or afterwards. So the Baal Tshuva Shliach, who was upset when he lost the shkolin he was transporting, when he stopped to visit a zoo and realized that now he would be required to take a shvu that he wasn't negligent, was taken aback when the zoo veterinarian who recognized him and said, hey, remember your past deeds. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Keshem she'onah b'mekoch memkar, just as there's onah in buying and selling, kach onah b'dvarim, so too there's onah with words. The Mishnah gives several illustrations. One should not ask a merchant for an item's price if he has no intention to buy it. And one should not tell a Baal Tshuva, Zuchor ma'asecha rishonim, remember your past deeds. So the Baal Tshuva Shliach, who was upset when he lost the shkolim he was transporting, when he stopped to visit a zoo and realized that now he would be required to take a shvu that he wasn't negligent, was taken aback when the zoo veterinarian who recognized him and said, hey, remember your past deeds, was rebuked by Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, who said, Onas Dvarim is worse than Onaz Mamon, which reminds Rabbi Yochanan quoted Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Gadol Onaz Dvarim Onaz Mamon. Verbal wronging is a greater sin than monetary wronging, because the Torah writes V'yareis me'alkalcha concerning the former and not the latter. Rabbi Elazar says that Onaz Dvarim is worse because it harms the person's self and the other only harms his money. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani says that monetary onah is nitan l'hishavon, subject to possible repayment, but onaz dvarim cannot be undone. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do the mice with Rabbi Eliezer and the tanur shel Achnai, that's on daf? Nun task. And number 2. Which daf do the case where one must pay a chomish on a chomish, that's on daf? Nandar. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that onaz dvarim is worse than onaz mamon, that's on daf? And number 4. Which daf do we have a mission that lists 5 laws that relate to the minimum of a pruta? That's on daf. Nun hey. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we have the ribbis does not apply to hekdesh? That's on daf. Nun zayin. Good. Number 6. Which daf brings examples of onaz dvarim, such as reminding a Baal Tshuva of his past? That's on daf. Nun Ches. Good. Number 7. Which of the one is better to jump into a fiery furnace than embarrass someone in public? That's on daf. Nun Tes. Good. Number 8. Which of the one meiser which entered and left Yerushalayim, meaning the walls fell, is also batel b'rov? That's on daf. Nun Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we discuss a case of shkolim that were sent with shluchim which were then lost or stolen? That's on daf. Nun Ches. Good. And number 10. Which daf do we learn a person should be careful not to offend his wife, for she easily cries? That's on daf. Nun Tes. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldthorpe from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.